What word comes to mind when you hear the job title, financial advisor? Better yet, do you feel a more positive or negative vibe when you think of that term? Hi, my name is Dominique Henderson, and for more than two decades, I've been a participant in the financial services industry wearing many hats, including owning a wealth management firm and being a coach and mentor to tomorrow's financial professionals. I created this podcast because I was tired of the title of financial advisor being one that pretty much clears the room at most dinner parties. Why do financial advisors have such a bad reputation? And why don't outsiders view them more as professionals? As an industry, I felt that we had some work to do.
You're going to end up getting customers, and even if it's a smaller percentage, the total number tends to be bigger, and it's just an easier way to scale because these platforms, whether it's Google, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, whatever it may be, they have access not to millions of people, but billions of people. So you can end up reaching your ideal audience way quicker. And heck, you can even do targeting and saying, I'm looking for anyone who's interested in these topics.
Unfortunately, anybody gets to call themselves a financial advisor. There's nothing that could prevent somebody from doing that. But, you know, I'm the Pied Piper of CFP land. So I'd like to say that those that pursue and ultimately obtain the rights to use the CFP mark set themselves way apart, because the CFP designation is the gold standard for financial advisors and financial planners. And it's because of the rigor that's involved in obtaining and maintaining those designations. So that is important. But the other thing that's important is that more and more prospective clients and clients are becoming aware of it, and they're beginning to ask for CFP practitioners. So it's important to set yourself apart by getting the designation, but also it's important because it's going to put somebody in a position to help their client in a far more comprehensive way.
So you follow those reporters on Twitter and you reach out to them on LinkedIn and you say, hey, so-and-so, read your article on whatever it is, thought it was great. I love to be a source for you. Don't just connect. Like if you make that connection on LinkedIn, don't just connect. Let them know why you want to connect. I'd love to be a source for you. Maybe even give them an idea for an article.
This is just the tip of the iceberg of what we will explore in Conversations for Financial Professionals, a podcast to help shape the next generation of financial advice by creating a space for open discussions about all the intersections of finance and money within day-to-day living. We'll have conversations with thought leaders from inside and outside the financial services industry to provide perspective and insight on what tomorrow's financial professionals should be considering when serving their ideal client. Go ahead and subscribe now on your favorite platform, because season one drops on February 3rd.